The building of the art school at 21 Army Krajowej Street. The time of Gründerzeit in the second half of the 19th century brought rapid development of German economy and industry, and consequently the raise in the wealth of the middle-class townsmen. After the victory over France in 1870 and 1871, the reparations induced a real investment boom. In East Prussia, it did not reach the level of other parts of Germany, but the changes happened here too. Elk experienced an unprecedented growth in wealth and in number of rich citizens. Demand for impressive private and government houses grew too. The 21 Krajowej Street building is one of the examples. Little is known about the history of the building. It was erected on the parcel at Bahnhofstrasse, Army Krajowej, which was charted in the 60s of the 19th century in connection with the building of the railway. The style of the building is characteristic for the period. Different variants of historicism dominated in the Gründerzeit period. In eastern Prussia, red brick neo-Gothic was popular in its northern version, but there were also examples of German Renaissance and Mannerism. Rich deco of the façade, portal with carved door, Ionic and Corinthian capitals, roque, fashionable moldings from Berlin or Gdansk, were meant to show the owner's wealth and sophisticated taste and their aspiration to match the architecture of Olsztyn or Königsberg. There were two shops on the ground floor, and the first and second floors housed the owner's flats. One can imagine the sounds of Vienna classics music and German romantic poetry in the salons. To the back of the building and in the attic, the servants' flats were located with a separate staircase. With time, the building became a typical tenement house with rooms to let. Apart from the owner Augusta Zimmermann, Elk address book of 1930 records 32 tenants, shop owners, cattle trader, photographer, two doctors, two widows, pensioners, workers, maids among them, briefly a cross-section of the town's society.